Great. So I think we heard in the last session and then some here, I think one of the other great things about working outside sort of the usual suspects is I think we all working with refugees do take sort of an asset approach, right? Refugees come with so much, but I think working with business where there is a lot of work that happens with developing people, I think that it really helps us to think beyond the initial resettlement and helps tie together anything that we're doing at the beginning to not forget that there is a spectrum, there is a journey, there is something that happens over a period of time. And so we don't just think, it's very easy, at least when you're doing resettlement in the United States, to get very caught up in the first week, the first 30 days, the first 90 days, because so much has to happen there. But that is only the beginning. And so if we really are just assuming that people are coming with those assets, that people have an end point that isn't that first week, that first 30 days, that first 90 days, I think it's very helpful to try and tie the work that you're doing at the beginning. So again, thinking about the housing, well, yes, that's a very immediate need that a refugee has when they come into a community. But if you're right then and there starting to look at employment, starting to even look past that first job and look at upskilling and looking at other ways that the goal of full economic and civic integration is something that you're looking at all times, I think makes a big difference when you're developing any tools, so that the tool, to the extent possible, isn't just so targeted that in a way its impact is limited, you know, by a limited time frame. If you expand that time frame, I think it's very, very important.
Excellent. So I think we have a little bit more